This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Well, I just heard about these low gas prices in Texas. You know, it must be election time. And Bam said to me, you know, Dad, he calls me T. You know, T, we should get some diesel fuel, you know, for the farm fuel, red diesel. But let's wait closer to the election time, because prices will come down. Yep, here we are. So,
wow.
Yep, and it's not like we're using less, right? So the supply and demand's all lopsided. And the interesting thing is, I was able to get gas yesterday, gasoline, $2.48.9. That's less than Texas. Missouri's always fairly low on the scale in terms of gasoline, which is a good thing for us, and diesel sometimes. But, Frank, we're talking about propane gas. And is there a concern about too much pressure? Is there more pollution coming out of that stovetop? Is there less efficiency? What happens with too much pressure?
Well, obviously less efficiency for sure. And a lot of that gas is just not being burned totally completely. And that's why it's so important when you're looking at the top of your stove that that flame is touching the actual burner. Because if it's not, that little gap there, a lot of that gas is not being burned properly. So yeah, for sure, it becomes an efficiency thing. In terms of being pollutant, it's actually the other way around. If you don't have enough air to gas mixture and you get what we call that candle yellow flame, that is for sure polluting. And believe me, a lot of furnaces that don't get maintenance, and for the class here, I give so much homework. I'm not have refinished the program, put your furnace on, look at your flame in your furnace and see what kind of flame that you're having. Because, see, it's down there, nobody really looks at it. But if that furnace hasn't been cleaned for a long time, then that flame could very well be burning yellow. Guess what happens, Vince? So now that flame is burning yellow the first day, the first month, so on and so forth. But after a number of months, that yellow flame, which is like a candle flame, which what we call a carbon flame, it will totally clog your heat exchanger. And then, well, when I have to clean the heat exchanger, my wife doesn't even like me when I come home.
Yeah. So, class, what we're talking about is this yellow flame telling you that insufficient amount of air is entering the venturi for the flame. And the yellow is a sooty flame. And that's what Frank is talking about, clogging up the heat exchanger. So what causes that? Did we lose Frank, or is he still with us? Okay, Frank, are you still there? All right. Can you try reconnecting, please? And yeah. So, class, here's what happens. I believe it's dust, dust from the basement or wherever the furnace happens to be. Dust gets in the air intake for that particular venturi, and it clogs off the air supply, so the flame burns yellow. Now, this kind of thing, this yellow flame can happen on a stovetop. It can happen in an oven, and it can happen in a furnace. And it might even be able to happen in a hot water heater. So if you can, check the color of your flame to see if it is blue with a light blue tip. And yellow, if you have a yellow flame on a stovetop, you are killing yourself with pollution. And it is noxious. It's toxic. It's choking to breathe that gas. Right, Frank? Okay. Wow. I wonder what's going on. We're having a heck of a time today, class. Me connecting, Frank connecting, disconnecting. Brad is working to reconnect Frank right now. All right, so you learned a little bit about propane. Okay, Frank's back.
Well, you know, Vince, I felt so sorry for Granice on Wednesday, how she was having so much problems with connecting. And here I am. Like I say, it's easy for me to drive across the border and go to the United States than it is to have a nice, beautiful conversation with you and I in our class.
Yeah. And so, Frank, you know, I've been talking about this for several years, but I have a feeling that our class might think, no, I think Finella's just pulling their leg. But it's true.
Yeah.
It's absolutely true.
Yeah.
Frank, so the yellow flame is toxic, it's noxious, it's asphyxiating, it's poisonous,
yeah.
Right?
So that is a beautiful little secret tip that I've just given to class, because I do one or two I would say at least once a month I go to a situation. Now up here I don't. There's not as much. Let's be honest. But in the big city, for sure, because it's in the basement. Nobody looks at it. So yeah. That yellow flame,
Frank,
be a killer.
Is it dust? Is it lint from the electric dryer or the gas dryer in the basement? Is that what it is?
It's a combination of many things. Obviously, dust is the most common one, because a burner needs to have air, oxygen, combustion air, as we call it, and the fuel, which is propane. And what happens is that, yes, dust starts to accumulate around the bit of the nozzle where the air and the fuel are mixed, and of course it starts to burn yellow. A good example of dirt, and for 100%, is in your barbecue. If you like burnt food, because they're the ones that get dirty the most. So it's So that's for sure furnaces. Not so much in propane tanks, but there is the burner has the air mixing portion of it. So yeah.
Call that a Venturi, right?
Well, that's right, Venturi. Yeah.
Yeah. And
you know your stuff inside out.
here's what I've done. So I've been to homes where they'll have a gas cooktop, whether it be natural gas or propane, and part of the flame on the cooktop will be normal. It'll be the dark blue with a light blue flame. It looks right. But there'll be a portion of the burner, around the burner, where it's got a yellow flame.
Mm-hmm.
And so, typically, what I've found is it is like, I don't know, spaghetti sauce or soup or something that's baked on there, and it prevents the gas-air mixture from coming out properly. And all it takes is like a pin, map pin or a dental pick or something like that, with the gas off, the flame off, and just clean out that plugged-up little hole.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, that's all it takes. Now, can't you just take the burners out, Frank, and put them in the dish pan and scrub them, loosen the burned on spaghetti sauce with you know, warm water and detergent and a bristle brush and just clean it. Can't that be done?
The reason why I'm laughing is because this is the situation is the more clean freak you be, the worse it is for a guest. So I've gone to a customer's home where the cleaning lady or the lady themselves, the Mrs. Pacheco, has been guilty of that, and they will clean those burners with whatever it is that one uses in the kitchen to clean. However, they don't realize that as they're cleaning, all these little ports are being plugged up with the cleaning solution. And so it's maddening because they were trying to do such a great job of making that stove be beautifully cleaned, but in return, what they've done is they've plugged up the little ports and all. You could, Vince, but honestly, what you said is really what I do. I have a little stack of needles that I bought. People laugh at me because it's one of those round little pouches with all the different sizes of needles. And I just take the one that kind of fits the ports of that of the burner, and I just go to it, and I just kind of poke at it slowly and surely. So that's
And so aren't your customers aghast and wow, that looks so much better?
Of course. And, I always joke and say, see, you could have done this instead.
Well, that's what I mean. That's what I mean. So the next thing is, why didn't I think of that? You know.
Yeah. As Mrs. Pacheco said, yes, you didn't think of it. That's why that artwork is so precious. You go to an art show and you say, I stopped saying because you say, oh, I can do that. Oh, well, I can do that. Says, well, yeah, you can do it because you
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Vince, well, life is
so
funny.
So we actually, I got us all side wobbled today. I was expecting Dr. Sergey to be with us, and yeah, I guess he was unable to make it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just went off on a tangent. So let's go back to today's syllabus.
Would yeah, okay yeah, you? We could. You, I was very curious about your part about, let me see, how to test water softness in your tank. Is you may have a secret there that I don't know. I mean, obviously, I do a lot of water. I work for a company. I'm mostly just their installer. I usually send my water in to be tested because I'm looking for a whole bunch of different things in a water system. I've used your concept of putting one or two or three drops of soap into one of my Mrs. Pacheco's don't tell her that. I hope she's not listening. Jam jars, and they work absolutely perfect. I mean, you put fill it half with water, for a couple of drops of my liquid soap, not detergent. Now. Shake it up, and oh, okay, my water is kind of soft. But when we communicated back and forth, you wanted to how to decide on the hardness of your soft water system,
yeah.
If it's low or high. Are you recommending that you go out and buy the kit, which is not inexpensive? No.
No.
Okay.
We can do it for absolutely for free.
Okay.
And we're going frugal radio here.
Okay.
We'll be right back. I'll tell you how I do.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I want to say thank you to Daniel. He's had a little tougher go of it today, engineering USA Prepares than normal. We've had so many disconnects that I really appreciate it. Daniel's with us on Mondays, and Jason is with us the rest of the week. Mm. Daniel got promoted, so he's with USA.
He's with
USA
doing Prepares. A good job.
Yes, he is.
I really appreciate it. My phone is not perfect.
He's a proactive guy. Yeah, Daniel's a great guy. So about how do I determine how to set the water softener for hardness? So I can describe ours. Ours is made by Whirlpool, but it has a Kenmore badge on it. And I believe it's very similar to the one that Morton sells. Now, I don't know if Morton bought the Whirlpool production line or whether it's just labeled Morton, but Menard sells one. It says Morton, but it's the same design. And it looks like it's the same thing as the Whirlpool model. And it's a, from my perspective, it works great. It's been working for 18 years, no problems. None whatsoever. Now, it is connected to a surge protector. But, and the water coming into it is filtered with a 5-micron filter. So here's what I've done. Originally, when I bought it from Sears, they had a little free test kit. And you, what you do is you take this little package home, you run the tap for like a minute, and you put cold water into this little vial, plastic bottle, and then you write down some things about how many people are in the home, the kind of well you have, you know, those kinds of things. And you send it off, and you know, about a week later, 2 weeks later, you get the results, and it tells you what the hardness is. And that also goes to Sears, and Sears says, okay, here's the or there's a recommendation based on the water test. Here's what is the recommended treatment system for your house. So it's a great way to go. But Sears is pretty much gone for the most part. There's a resurgence of Sears. It's trying to come back. But that was a great feature that Sears offered. And naturally, I bought the water softener from them because why wouldn't I do that? They were willing to give me a free water test. Mm-hmm. So I set the water. There's a little level or as an indicator, and you push the button and you indicate how many grains of hardness you want to treat. So you can start with like 2, 3, 5, 7, you know, 20. Mm-hmm. And I set it for 11. And the way I empirically test this, that means evidence, observations. I empirically tested the results of setting it to 11. And what I found out was we ran out of soft water before the next regeneration to clean the hardness out of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
So I set it to 14. Okay? And I have plenty of soft water. But maybe 14 is too much. Maybe it needs to be 12. So I might back it down to 13 and see if we run out of soft water. And if we do, I'll bring it back to 14. If we still have plenty of soft water, I'll bring it down to 12. And I might even, you know, I might keep it at 12. I might even try 11 again. Mm-hmm. So the point is, how do we know? Well, if I'm in the shower, I know how much soap I use. And I use Coast brand soap. That's my favorite. And I can shave with it. And I can tell the difference on my skin. I can tell hard water versus soft water on my skin. So I'm empirically testing without measurement devices whether the water is soft or not. But here's the problem. We have an 80-gallon hot water tank. So if the water going into the tank is hard, I've now mixed hard water with whatever was soft water in that tank. And it takes a couple of days to purge the tank of the hard and soft water mixture. So I have to, you know, take several days to get back to, you know, good soft water. But that's what I do. So the way I do it is absolutely free. It doesn't cost anything. And it tells me for sure whether the soft water is to my desire. And I know that I use more soap, more detergent with hard water than I do with soft water. I also know that a hard water is really rough on my razor. And I want that razor to last.
Bring that out.
I want it to last a year. And I'm getting really close. I mean, we're near the middle of December, and I will have been using the same razor. Mm-hmm. But I thought I wasn't going to make it because we ran out of soft water for a few days, and that shaving in the shower with hard water is really rough on that blade. It really is. So that's another way I tell, Frank. We're going into a bottom of the hour break.
Then we come
and,
back.
Yep. We come back and you can flesh out what your thoughts are. Frank's with us. We're talking about appliances and hard water and soft water and propane.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
USA News Update. Heavy fighting reported in southern Gaza as Israel's military continues to pound suspected Hamas targets, the fighting intensifying since the U.S. vetoed a U.N. call for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. At least 6 people are dead, dozens more injured after multiple tornadoes touched down in Tennessee on Saturday. State officials say they are in a search and rescue phase at this point to see if there are more dead or hurt, and reported some residents were found trapped in their homes. A shift in smuggling routes has brought an influx of migrants to Arizona, but not just from Mexico, from countries like Senegal, Bangladesh, and even China. Gas prices in Texas remain the lowest in the country, with the average price for a gallon of regular gas $2.63. Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Benelli.
Frank's with us, and another little tangent here. So I got this email, and I just have to read it to you. It's from eBay. So we have this Toshiba brand television, and it's got to be 10, 12 years old. And the remote stopped working. You know, tried different dry cells in it, and it's not the dry cells. It's the remote that stopped working. So it's worked really well for over a decade, but... So I found one on eBay. It looks exactly the same, but doesn't say Toshiba on it. But it's for Toshiba. And it says new remote control for Toshiba, you know, and the model number of the TV. So I bought it, and it arrived, and, you know, I put the new dry cells in it, and it darn thing doesn't completely work. So here's the email I sent to the seller. Quote, thank you for the fast shipping. The unit was shipped in simply a thin bubble envelope. The button used to increase the volume does not work, but the other buttons seem to work. Do you have a remedy in mind to fix this? Thank you. And I put my name. And I got a response. Hi. It has my name. Thanks for your order, and sorry to hear that. Have you fix it now? Have you fix it now? Can you take it to some repair shop to check? And we would like to refund you $1.50 as compensation. Is that okay with you? What? So first of all, where would I take a remote control? What fix-it shop would I take it to? Okay. Second of all, why would I accept $1.50 as compensation for buying something that doesn't work? Now, maybe it's okay with some people to have a volume control that doesn't work on a television. I think that's one of the three main buttons. On, off would be like most important. Mm-hmm. Second most important would be either the channel or the volume control, up or down. But so the volume doesn't work. So what good is this thing? And am I okay with $1.50 compensation? Of course, I'm going to say, thank you so much for your kind offer. I'll send it back. Thank you. Frank, it's getting pretty frustrating. Yeah. I mean, everything's broken. But anyway, I don't want to...
No, it's okay. Yeah. Listen, this is like, I mean, the fact that you're going to have me every Monday, we can take our time and just have fun, because I do have fun, and I'm hoping that our class has fun listening to us. But an aside, too, I don't know if you know, and this may make you buy a cell phone, but if you take the camera of your cell phone and you punch your remote to it, it will actually show, I don't know how it does it, but that's one of the things that I use. Not all remotes work, but for my in-wall heat pumps, mm-hmm. one of the first things that I do if it's not working, I check my remote, and I do that by putting the signal towards the camera on my phone and see what happens. Very interesting.
Yeah, what Frank's talking about is there's an infrared transmitter. Yeah, right? It's that little clear colored bubble on some of the remotes that would point toward the television.
That's right.
And what you do is you can point that toward the camera of your cell phone, press the buttons, and you'll see it flash.
Yeah.
On your screen. Mm-hmm. So that's a way of indicating at least the transmitter's working. Mm-hmm. Now, it may not be encoded properly. Maybe the coding of the digital signal may be wrong, but at least it's transmitting. You're
at least no batteries are working.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's a good reason to, consider a cell phone, but I need more.
What can I say?
But what I could do is I could get an old cell phone and just, not connect it to the cellular service and just have a cell phone be a test device. Well, so you're bringing up some good points.
Well, the other one that I used before many years ago was actually using the AM station, and I don't ever know which frequency, but I think it was the high frequency, and I would point the thing to the radio, and it would kind of hiss. You are familiar with that at all, that little trick?
Are you talking about amplitude modulation?
Probably amplitude modulation, where the AM signal on the radio, around the 900s or so on and so forth, and you put the volume high, and you pointed your remote to it, and it kind of gives a little bit of a hissing sound.
So that'd be let's see, 900 kilohertz.
Yeah.
Right.
Anyway, asides from that. But, Klaus, I do, and I said to Vince, is we do have to talk about this because is now very serious, and we're talking about the Legionnaire's disease. Hot water tanks is the second most common place where Legionnaire's disease can occur. And I'm sure we all know what devastation if someone gets this this bacteria in themselves. It's mostly found in commercial air-conditioned systems where the water kind of just hangs around. And then, of course, the air-conditioned comes in the springtime, summertime, and all that bacteria gets, you know, distributed through the air, and of course you're breathing this in, and before you know it, you're feeling really sick. And if one kind of goes back in the news, many buildings have been shut down until all those coils get cleaned and disinfected for this Legionnaire disease. Now, the thing is with hot water tanks, okay, and in just from my knowledge, Legionnaire disease bacteria can be killed if the temperature of the tank is around 140. And that is why it's kind of important to keep your hot water tank within that range. 140. But what I see so many people do, Vince, is that they'll, with the electric ones, they'll go on holiday. So they'll shut the power to the tank. Well, you know, they go, that water is there, it's stale. And then they come back home, and the first thing you know, you want to start doing whatever it is without even that temperature having gone back to 140 degree temperature. So, class, you're going on holidays and you want to save a little bit of money by shutting the electricity to your hot water tank, that's fine. Okay, however, when you come back, make sure that at least that tank goes up to 140 degrees Fahrenheit before you start doing anything with it. And I think we talked about once, Vince, is try not to use hot water from a tank to do anything like cooking or drinking. I know it's, you say to yourself, and I said to myself, boy, there's a tank down there. The water is 140. All I got to do is fill my pot, a little bit more heat, and now my pasta, my spaghetti will be done. No. I think you agree with me on that. It's not the right thing to do for drinking or food preparation using the hot water tank from your tank. Especially if you don't have what I learned last week, that anode that's not magnesium, and my rod is magnesium, thanks to you, Vince. So, anyway.
Yeah.
Go on.
Those are very good points. And one of the things that I had on today's syllabus for Sergey, and we didn't get a chance to talk about it, but you brought it up, it's Legionnaire's disease. So that's literally from the municipal water supply, the lack of maintenance. I mean, we assume here in the United States that and Canada that the water supply is pretty good. It's pretty safe. Well, the lack of maintenance of one of the municipal water supplies in the United States has caused Legionnaire's disease, which killed one person as of today. And I think there's over 10 people on respirators as a result of this. So this is kind of like pneumonia-like symptoms. It's really hard to treat. One out of 10 succumbs to it. And it can be prevented in many ways from making sure that the water in your hot water heater is high enough, the temperature is high enough to kill the bacteria. And that number is 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
So, Frank, you brought up a great point, which is, you know, shutting off the hot water heater, going on, you know, away for, you know, weekend or a vacation or something, and then coming back and using that hot water. I mean, if you turn on the warm water, and that's a combination of hot water from the tank and cold water, and if that's the case, you could have bacteria in the water, and you can smell it as rotten eggs type smell, or maybe it's even, you know, you won't smell it yet, but even mixing hot and cold and getting warm water is fresh from that tank that hasn't heated up to 140 could be deadly. And class, if you drain your hot water heater, or, you know, take a pail of water out of it and look at what comes out of the bottom drain of your hot water heater, you aren't going to cook with that for sure. You're going to see sludge. It's going to look like, It's going to look like cottage cheese. It's going to look like a spoiled milk. It's going to look like chunks of white-ish goo, glop. You're not going to drink hot water, that's for sure. So you're going to want to flush that out. And once you see it, it'll make you a believer, that's for sure. And the other thing is, I know some people who work in restaurants, and if they make bread, let's just get some tap water, get it warmed up, maybe 105 degrees so the yeast will, thrive when they make bread. You wouldn't do that if you drained a hot water heater. What you saw would prevent you from doing that. And so what Frank is talking about is also some of the anodes in the hot water heaters are aluminum, some are magnesium. Those are the kind you should get, magnesium. And then some are a combination of aluminum and magnesium, which you should not get. So aluminum is toxic to the body. And if you think about it, well, let's just get some hot water out of the tap. We'll make some aluminized spaghetti. Or we'll make some aluminized bread.
What are they talking about? Well, last Monday, go to GCN. They have 10 years of programs there, and haven't listened to it. But I listened to it myself. Kind of strange, we're listening to your voice on the radio. But I thought that was a very informative class we had last Monday, where we talked about the different rods and anodes in hot water tanks. So, class, if you're kind of saying what are they talking about, then you have a full understanding of that class. Isn't that right, Ben?
Absolutely. And one last thing, class. That aluminum's toxic to the body. That means aluminum soda cans. Not a good idea, right?
No.
It also means that if you're going to buy baking powder, read the label. And if it says some aluminum something as an ingredient, I don't think you want to eat that. Get the kind that doesn't have the aluminum in it. Seriously. Corporations are allowed to poison us and kill us and get away with it with impunity. So, Frank and I'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
And Frank, are we going to talk about water mixing valves?
Yeah, we can. There's a whole bunch of things that we can talk about. Yeah, we only have 10 minutes, but next Monday we'll be back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank, I just want to tell you, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with you. You know, I don't know of any radio broadcast that talks about manometers, water column inches of propane, propane efficiency, how to fix a, you know, a gas burner, and now what we're going to be talking about is a mixing valve.
Yeah,
these are really important things that you can learn about. You can do so many do-it-yourself things.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, you don't have to do it today.
No.
But the seeds will be planted in your mind by paying attention in class, and when it comes up, you'll say, hey, I remember those guys talking about this. Let me do a little more research. And you should do that. Do more research.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to fix these things for yourself.
And the other thing, Vince, I don't expect the class, some of our students, to actually do any of things. However, knowledge is power. If you have someone do something for you, at least you will know that it's being done properly. So that, and a good example is the mixing valve. Up here in Canada, it's the code that you have to have a mixing valve because it's calling. So if someone comes to your house and puts a hot water tank, charges whatever he wants to charge, and then you say, hey, where's my mixing valve? Oh, you know, because it is another hour of work. And some of my colleagues, if they can get away without, but still charging the same price, and that's what kills me, then they will, and you don't know. But the class, what it is 140 degree can cause scalding, okay? That's proven within a certain amount of time. So the code says that you should not have water coming to your tap, shower, head, whatever it is, to at least 120 degrees Fahrenheit. Are you still there? Hello?
Yeah, yeah. Oh. And what you're talking about
is
there's a temperature at the... Yeah. there's a temperature at the hot water heater, and then by the time the water runs through all the plumbing, whether it be plastic or copper or galvanized or PEX, there is a loss, even if it's insulated. So the temperature at the faucet or the shower head is going to be less, even if you had it, have it set to full hot, less than the hot water heater.
Mm-hmm.
I actually have a remote thermometer. It's a digital thing. It's powered by a 12-volt power supply, and it tells me the temperature of the tank. I literally have poked this little sensor in through the insulation right to contact the top of the tank, hot water, 80-gallon hot water heater tank, so I can monitor the temperature of the hot water heater. And you can do that. They're available on eBay.
Yeah.
And so, if you want, class. But there's mixing valves. So, Frankie, here's now mixing valves drive me crazy.
No, they do. They drive everybody crazy.
And I mean,
they drive me crazy too. But you know something, it is one of those things that I believe in them. It's one of those things where. What drives you crazy about them? And maybe I can.
Well,
help
the one we have is a Honeywell.
Yeah.
It's an A100, and that darn thing. For years and years and years, I was able to take lukewarm showers, and maybe more toward the cold side than the warm side. And I finally had it with that darn thing. And our son said, "I know how to fix this."
I know exactly what he did.
yeah. And so after buying replacement cartridges and replacing the cartridges and replacing the cartridges, we still couldn't get enough warm water. So what I ended up doing was increasing the temperature of the outside wood furnace to increase the temperature of the hot water heater. And finally, what we did was we reduced the temperature of the outside wood furnace and took out the mixing valve, and now it works great. And it's not so hot that it's scalding, but many of the shower controls have an anti-scalding feature built into them. There's a possibility that, you know, you can somewhat compensate for the lack of a hot water mixing valve. Now, I understand the purpose of them, and I tried for, I don't know, a decade and a half to live with them. I couldn't do it.
So my recommendation, and I have many a discussions, the same problem as you're in touch with my customers. I think I'm going to draw the line from my perspective, from the class perspective, is that if you have any children who are of age to take their own showers, their own bath, I think from a safety point of view, you should have one. However, if you're an adult or the whole house is adults or you have a little bit of common sense, and sometimes these shower things are pretty hard to understand, to be honest with you. I've been burned a couple of times because I don't know if it's hot this way, hot that way. So that's where I kind of draw the line. I mean, obviously, it's your own home. It's your decision and how you want to do it. But that's where I kind of tried to say, no, you have children and so on and so forth. So I think that's a nice drawing out the line, but they are a bit of a pain, and they do, especially if you have hard water, they will plug up the filters and you're back to square one.
Yeah, I agree with Frank. If you have small children, absolutely, you should really have one. But if you're an adult and if you set the temperature of your hot water heater to 140 and not more than that, you might be just fine. But don't believe anything we say. Do your own research. Make up your own mind.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.